A few feet away, a man stepped out from behind another tree, also holding a gun. Pearlie started to slowly back Buck away.
I said stop! Pearlie Gates! It's all right, Stella. I know him.
The man, who spoke with a high voice, dropped the pistol down to his side.
You remember me, don't you? I'm Liz from last night.
It struck him then. It was Liz, all right, but she was dressed in men's clothes and boots, and her hair was pulled up under a hat. Sizable woman that she was, she looked like a man standing in the shadow of the tree.
Well, I'll be. Why were you fixing to shoot me?
Because we thought you were Kenny Lamb, coming back to see what else he could steal before he killed us.
Who's Kenny Lamb?
Pearlie stepped down from the saddle as Liz and the woman she called Stella approached.
He's a no-account drifter who's been hanging around the saloon. We paid him to take us to Cheyenne. He said he could protect us from any outlaws or wild Sioux renegades. Only trouble is, we needed somebody to protect us from him. He was getting free service to boot, and I reckon that wasn't enough. He wanted to clean us out, and I know he was planning to leave us out here with our throats cut. He didn't figure on us having guns, did he, Stella?
Stella hefted her pistol up again for him to see, grinning as she did.
He sneaked up on me when I was down in the bushes yonder. He didn't know that Stella was over behind another bush, and she had her pistol with her. I let out a yell when he grabbed me by the throat, and Stella came to my rescue. When Kenny saw her gun, he ran for it.
I shot at him 3 times, but I reckon I guess I couldn't hit water if I was in a boat.
Anyway, I guess he decided to settle for what he could take on the run. The son of a bitch took off with our pack horse. When we heard your horse whinny, we thought it was him coming back.
What were you going to Cheyenne for?
Well, that's another story. One you already know something about. Seems like I bought a whole lot of trouble for myself when I hit Riker upside the head with that bottle. After they left last night, one of his friends came back to warn me that Riker swore he was gonna come after me. Said Riker wasn't fooling, and he thought I'd best find a place to hide. I thought I'd be better off somewhere besides Ogallala, and Stella has a friend that runs the Cattleman's Saloon in Cheyenne, so she said she'd go with me.
Is that why you're dressed up like a man?
Yep. Stella's idea. She figured if Riker happened to catch sight of us, he'd think she was with a man.
I was planning to go to Cheyenne anyway. It's a bigger town than Ogallala. Me and Liz ought to do real well there.
I reckon we'll just have to make it to Cheyenne on our own. I know I ain't going back to the Cowboys Rest. Hell, we'd most likely be leaving there in a couple of months anyway. Ogallala gets pretty dead in the winter after the last herds are brought in.
I swear, that's enough bad luck to last for a good while. You said this fellow ran off with your pack horse?
He did. And it was already packed up, ready to start out, and that's a problem. All our food and cooking supplies were on that horse. Our clothes, frying pans, coffee pot. Didn't leave us anything to start out with. I reckon we ought to thank our lucky stars that our riding horses were down at the water or we'd be on foot.
I expect it's 150 miles from here to Cheyenne.
Pearlie paused, thinking about his quest to follow his grandfather into Colorado, and then nodded.
You can't make that trip without anything to cook, or even to cook with if you had it. I reckon I can see you to Cheyenne. I've got enough bacon and such for the three of us, and if we're lucky, we might run up on something to shoot. Of course, that's if you want me to come along.
The expressions displayed on both of their faces were answer enough.
I declare, I might better drop down on my knees right now and thank the good Lord for sending us an angel. Me and Liz was wondering what in the world we was gonna do.